The next patient is Melissa Rutherford. The last name is Rutherford. First name, Melissa, Melissa. This is a clinical case of a 51-year-old white female that has a history of syndrome of inappropriate ADH. The most likely explanation for this hyponatremia is associated to the side effects of the medications that are given to control her tremor and alterations in her mood. The laboratory workup that was done on the 29th of March of 2023 shows that the patient has a sodium of 139, normal potassium, normal chloride, normal CO2. The creatinine is 0.73. The estimated GFR is 100. In other words, it's under control. Number two, the patient has the familial tremor and also the diagnosis of paranoid schizophrenia, but the patient is given several medications that include citalopram, lorazepam, oxcarbazepine is OXCARB, like in boy, A, Z, like in Zulu, E, P, like in Peter, I, N, E, 300 milligrams twice a day, primidone, 50 milligrams three times a day, Seroquel, 300 milligrams once a day, period. The father, who is in charge of the care, thinks that the patient is over-medicated and that is one of the reasons for her to be not able to walk. She has been taken to the neurologist in town, but it seems to me that the communication between the father and the doctor is not the best. It would be in the best interest for this patient to be evaluated in a big center by the neurology department and see if there is some modification in the medications that could control the patient and allow her to be able to walk. We spent 9 minutes viewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes talking to the patient and the father, and in the evaluation with the physical examination and in the documentation, 8 minutes. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup.